USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
American Airlines Chief Executive Doug Parker said that hundreds of thousands of people will be without work, and service to small communities will have to be discontinued if a new round of emergency airline funding is not approved. Moreover, the national infrastructure that the airline industry provides that is key to the nation's economic recovery could be severely affected by the sweeping industry cuts. Parker's comments came after emergency talks at the White House, where executives from the major U.S. airlines met with Mark Meadows in a last-minute plea for additional funding. The Pentagon is deploying a small number of U.S. troops to Syria after a series of escalating encounters between the U.S. and Russian militaries, according to defense officials. The troops and vehicles will serve as a show of presence to discourage the Russian military from crossing into the eastern security area where U.S., coalition, and Syrian Democratic Forces operate. The additional troops will include six Bradley fighting vehicles and less than 100 soldiers operating in northeast Syria on a 90-day deployment. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Governor Gavin Newsom of California extended job protections to millions of workers at small businesses if they need time off to care for themselves, a child, or another relative. Newsom signed a bill set up by Senator Hannah Beth Jackson from Santa Barbara to expand the California Family Rights Act, which extends unpaid protections to workers who take family leave. The bill does not require employers to pay workers while they are on leave, but rather to hold their jobs until they return for up to 12 weeks. Achieving herd immunity to COVID-19 is a goal that medical experts hope to meet with the eventual rollout of a coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Robert Redfield testified before Congress that even if a vaccine is approved and ready to start distributing in November, it would take till the middle of 2020 for it to be generally available to the American public. But lack of trust in the process and the persistence of anti-vaccine beliefs in U.S. society could be a large barrier to defeating the virus. According to Johns Hopkins University, 70 to 90% of Americans would need to have coronavirus antibodies for what they're calling herd immunity to be achieved. Herd immunity helps protect vulnerable people like infants and those with compromised immune systems who can't get the vaccine. Among the other challenges of COVID-19 vaccine distribution is the likelihood that two doses will be required several weeks apart. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.